Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to talk about Dr. Dre. They did not forget about Dr. Dre. He's going to have to pay his ex-wife $300,000 per month forever. And, you know, a lot of people will say, yeah, but he's worth billions, and he can spare it, and he can afford it, and maybe he's an awful person, and maybe he cheated on her. And look, I get all that. The point is that when a woman cheats on a man, she doesn't, I mean, unless she's the earner, which we know that really doesn't happen much, she's not penalized. They don't say, well, in the divorce proceedings, he was going to have to give you $100,000 a month, but since you cheated and you're the one that broke up the marriage, we're only going to give you $30,000, or you owe him $5,000 or $10,000, or he owes you nothing. No, they don't do any of that. The way they penalize men with either bad behaviors in a marriage or in a divorce is money. And if he makes an extreme amount more than she does, even if she doesn't deserve it, how's he penalized? Money. And we're not talking even about child support in this case, which we know is going to be a lot. Not only do I have Dr. Dre's, the divorce information, but I've also got an article that's kind of everything about their divorce and their relationship. And then I have her net worth. And the thing is, she didn't walk into this penniless and is going to be begging on the street. But again, the point of this is to say, if you rearrange the numbers a little bit, if he's not worth billions, and maybe he may not be, yes, he did sell Beats to Apple for $1 billion, but let's say they took 40% of that or 50% of that, and then he's worth $500 million. Well, every year he's got to pay taxes on that. I mean, he doesn't have it in cash. You know, he's got it in some sort of investments. The whole point is, though, that this is going to be painful for him. And if he ever's not an earner, or something happens where he gets sued and loses a lot of that money, he's still required by law to pay this for the rest of basically her life. So we'll get into the details on this, but this is right here is the number one reason why I say you don't get married, because you leave yourself open to this, even with a prenup. Because very hungry lawyers will come at you. And in his case, he had to pay for the lawyers. So imagine you're married to somebody and you're an earner, and maybe she's not. And maybe you do screw up. Maybe she screws up. Either way, her lawyers come after you, maybe lie, maybe make up some falsehoods about you, because we know that happens. And in the meantime, you're writing checks to her lawyer to screw you. It's such a mind F that's part of the reason why I'm like, you know, this is number one reason why I say never get married. All right, so from XXL, Dr. Dre ordered to pay ex-wife $300,000 in spousal support per month, is the report. Now remember, this doesn't include child support. Dr. Dre and his ex-wife appear to have made headway in their lengthy divorce settlement. According to the report from The Blast on Wednesday, July 21st, the super producer has been ordered to pay Nicole Young $293,000 per month in spousal support. The payment must be made to Nicole on the first of every month, and she will receive the support from Dr. Dre until she remarries, enters another domestic partnership, or death of either Dre or Nicole. But the whole point is she going to get remarried? Doubtful if she's got this cash cow coming in. And she's 51, so she's not going to necessarily be chased after by rich Hollywood moguls. Enters another domestic partnership. In other words, that guy would be letting Dre off the hook, but I don't think that's going to happen. Because if I'm the dude, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to live with you. You keep getting your cash, or either one of them pass away. Per the gossip outlet, the court order states Dre is ordered to pay the Nicole spousal support in the sum of $293,000, payable on the 1st, commencing August 1st. Let me just reel it. And that means he has to cough up $3.5 million. To his former partner per year. Remember, that's after he's paid taxes on it. He's the one that has to pay taxes, and then he gives it to her. Now, of course, that also means that probably she has to pay tax on it, which means the government's going to get the most of the money. But that probably means he has to lose $5 or $6 million per year to pay this to her. Additionally, Dre will reportedly cover Nicole's health insurance and other expenses for her home in Malibu, California, and her residence in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood in Los Angeles. Those two homes were bought and paid for, probably by Dr. Dre. So what expenses? Well, any remodeling, any painting, any decoration changes, I'm sure he's going to get screwed for all of it. And if she wants to be spiteful, she could change something every year if she wanted to. I can't imagine she wouldn't be spiteful. The couple, however, the former couple, however, is still negotiating the entirety of their divorce settlement. Thus, if they agree on Dr. Dre cashing out a lump sum, the monthly spousal support payments may come to an end. Social media has caught wind of the California native's monthly spousal support agreement, and people are sounding off online. One person said, Dr. Dre's yearly income is $35 million without spikes for business deals. The $3 million he has to pay to the mother of his children isn't the burden the think pieces tomorrow will indicate. Context is always important. Now, here is context for you, okay? And this is important. Is number one, he makes all the money. It doesn't matter how much of it he makes all of it. But see, if he's not in pain enough, if he's not giving up enough, then it's not enough. It has nothing to do with the fact that she will get more money than I would make in probably 5 or 6 years of working. Although when I was in network administration, I made low six figures, 110, 120 a year. So not only is she making three times what I used to make in 3 years, she will make that per month for doing nothing except divorcing Dr. Dre. So it is a massive amount of money. And again, it's not, oh, this is plenty for her. It's he's not hurting enough. He's not giving up enough. And again, whether you like or hate the guy, whether no matter what he's worth, how much is it to say, well, just for us going our separate ways, I have to give you the golden parachute. I'm giving you a payout just for divorcing me. That's the whole point. She was a lawyer. Her value when, or I guess her net worth when they got married was around $12 million. So it's not like she's exactly going to be hurting for money, especially when she's got two homes. Here's what someone else says. Dr. Dre got to pay his ex-wife $300K a month. Whew, chilly. Lord, I've seen what you do for others. A third person said, I wish that Dr. Dre's wife got even more money. And that's from a user whose name is Guy Who Buys His Clothes at Costco. Again, it's not the fact that Dre was the earner. It's the fact that maybe he wasn't a great guy, but to penalize him for not being a great guy, it's going to cost him. Dr. Dre and Nicole Young have been sorting out their terms of divorce for the last year. News of Nicole filing for the separation from her husband of 24 years first emerged last June. Since that time, reports have claimed that the producer's ex-wife asked for $1.9 million in monthly support. She also faced accusations of emptying Dre's recording studio bank account of $360,000 and even allegedly exposing Dre's supposed mistresses. Dre, on the other hand, experienced health issues, suffered a brain aneurysm, and at the top of the year was reportedly accused by Nicole of holding a weapon to her head on two separate occasions during their relationship in the past. Shortly after suffering health complications back in January, Dr. Dre agreed to temporarily pay his ex $2 million in spousal support. And as the end of April this year, the formal couple legally ended their marriage, making them both officially single despite their separation not being finalized yet. Now, if you read through a lot of these tweets, basically a lot of people were like, he's not given enough, he's a horrible person, etc. Now, maybe he is. Again, I obviously I don't know that much about his situation, but let's say he has two kids, his wife of 51 years decides to withhold the bedroom from him. What choices does he have? I mean that legitimately. Like, what options does he have? None. The man becomes celibate because his wife says no. Now, should he have gone out and gotten stuff on the side? Well, that's a case you can argue depending on which way you want to look at it. Could he have just divorced and left her? Yes, he could have. Would that have cost him tons of money like it already is? Yes, it would have. So maybe it would have been better off in his case for him to file for divorce. But either way, she filed and she's getting the golden parachute. I want to talk about this, everything you need to know about Dr. Dre's divorce. Here's the thing that I want you to hear, okay? And here's the thing I want you to pay attention to. Again, that the expectation is not if he should pay or will he pay. It's how much he should pay and that if it's not enough, if it doesn't hurt him enough, then it's not enough. And that should be no calculation into this at all. Look, you can say, hey, you know what? I spent X amount of years with him. So for the kids, I need this. And for the spousal support, I need this. And it needs to be enough that we can live comfortably, even if you say that. This is just spousal support for $300,000 a month. I almost said a year. $300,000 a month. I mean, how is that? That's beyond comfortable. That is beyond That is ludicrous amounts of money. But again, listen to the wording and the way that they go after him and make him sound like the bad guy and that he's not doing his fair share. The divorce of Dr. Dre and his wife of 24 years, Nicole Young, has grown increasingly contentious over the last few months. Both sides appear to be digging in for a battle over the producer's Beats Electronics co-founder's significant assets in the midst of an unexpected health scare that landed Dre in the hospital during the first week of January with a reported brain aneurysm. Back and forth began June 2020 when Nicole Young, 50, filed for divorce from the mogul in Los Angeles Superior Court, citing irreconcilable differences and seeking spousal support. The couple, who married in 96, have two kids together, 23-year-old son Truist and 19-year-old daughter Truly. Okay, so the kids are so old that she will not get child support. It's just going to be spousal support. Now, some of you have said, hey, but what about prenups? And I've said they're as good as the toilet paper they're written on. Listen to what they did with his prenup. And again, they always do the same thing. It was duress. He forced her. He tore it up. He said he didn't mean it. Whatever. Of course, the defense attorneys or her attorneys are going to say that because they want him to pay through the nose. Dre's attorneys filed a copy of what they said was a prenup signed by the couple in late December, which notes that all property that they've acquired since their wedding is kept separately, but also that Nicole did not waive her right to spousal support. Okay, so he owes it. The latter has become the centerpiece of the dispute, with the sides so far unable to reach an agreement on the account. Attorneys for both parties did not return requests for comment at this time. They said she did not waive her right to spousal support. So if she didn't waive her right to it, then that sounds like she should be getting it. One of the main points of contention in the dispute is Dre's claim that the prenup they signed is still enforceable. Nicole Young's team claims the rapper-producer ripped the document up, thus invalidating it. In the meantime, legal wrangling has continued on the topics of attorney's fees and spousal support. According to a memorandum attached to a request for hearing to test the validity and enforceability of the prenup filed in August 2020 by Nicole Young's attorney, Dr. Dre's estimated net worth of $1 billion was largely earned and amassed during the party's approximate 24-year marriage. It notes that before they got married, Dr. Dre demanded that Nicole sign a prenup using undue pressure, leaving her no choice but to do so. It says she reluctantly signed before their May 25th, 1996 wedding. Again, they're going to go with this tactic. Of course they are, that she was pressured into it and she had no choice and because they want to push this thing. But here's something that's interesting, and we're going to get into this just a little bit more, but they got married in 96. All Dre's biggest albums that hit was before that. After that is when his sale for Beats, I don't know the exact date, but his sale for Beats occurred while he was married to her. What has she done in the wedding in the meantime? Helped raise the kids. But the kids are grown. That part's done. And when she was raising the kids and helping raise the kids, she still had access to all his money. So you can't say, well, but during the marriage, he earned all this, and so she gets part of that. Because the fact is, when they were together during the marriage, while the kids were growing up, she did have access to that. She had access to his houses. She had access to his money. She had access to everything. And if you say, yeah, but she put her own career aspirations on the side to make sure to stay and take care of the kids, then we can talk about some payout for that. Does that equal $300,000 a month? Was that what she was earning as an attorney? Probably not. At 50, can she go back and become an attorney again? Why, yes, she can. She doesn't have the kids keeping her at home anymore. So why is it all of a sudden that now her new job, her new role, her new income is former Dr. Dre's ex-wife? Look, if a dude goes out there and he has a great job and he has great income and he's making a lot of money and he's living in the life of luxury and he's raising kids on his own, we'll use that as an example, and he gets fired from his job or he loses his job, maybe even because of his own incompetence, or maybe he just got laid off, who's his bailout? Who does he get to turn to and say, well, I'm used to a certain lifestyle and my kids are used to a certain lifestyle. So where's my money? No, there's no one to pay the money. But when there is, Dre becomes the cash cow. And again, I'm not saying she doesn't deserve anything. I'm not saying that she doesn't get something, but the kids are out of the house. Her wife her duty as a mother is done. Should she maybe get something for giving up that portion of her life to raise the kids and giving up her own career? Yes. But does that mean $300,000 per month for the rest of her life until she dies? No. No, because weed men don't get bailouts like that. There is no case where I've ever heard, other than I think Halle Berry and her boyfriend, but I think that was a lump sum thing. I don't think it was she has to pay him X amount forever until the end of time. It says, then 2 or 3 years after their marriage, it claims Dre tore up the agreements in Nicole's presence while acknowledging that he knew his wife had signed them as a result of duress, coercion, and undue influence, and knew the terms of the agreement were patently unconscionable, adding, Andre also destroyed the agreement as a grand gesture of his love for Nicole and his desire to have a marriage free of any financial restrictions governing their respective rights and responsibilities, according to the memo. Nicole never received a copy of the original prenup and at that point still did not have a copy. Okay, maybe that's true. And if Dre did that, then you know what, dude? You get everything that's coming after you because you're stupid. You never, oh, let me profess my love to you by legally making myself victim to anything that you decide. That is incredibly stupid if he really did that. But again, I don't think he would have. I really don't, especially when you're worth the money. I mean, the money he was making from, I forget the record label. In September, according to People magazine, Nicole Young's team filed a lawsuit claiming that the rapper secretly transferred valuable trademarks that they jointly owned, including his rap moniker, Dr. Dre, as well as the title of his Smash 92 solo album, The Chronic, after he allegedly kicked her out of the house in April. The lawsuit alleges that Dr. Dre registered a new holding company and began transferring highly valuable trademarks, in which he was listed as the sole owner shortly after Nicole Young was forced to leave their home. Her lawyers claim that they've demanded a return of the trademarks, but at that point, Dre's team had failed to and refused to do so. So get this. He was Dr. Dre before 96 when they got married. His album, The Chronic, was released before they got married in 96 because that was in 92. But you notice how now she's claiming that his trademarked name and the album that he released, both things that he had sole possession of 4 years before their marriage, now is suddenly joint custody and she should get trademark information. You see, this is again, and this has got to be costing him millions and millions and millions of dollars for this stuff. Again, this is why we don't let the law and government and the court systems get involved in our relationships. It has nothing to do with not loving a woman. It has nothing, not wanting to do with has nothing to do with not wanting to be with her. It has nothing to do really with a woman at all, except knowing that when she files, just like she did in 80% of the women that do, when they file, it's protecting yourself against this kind of action. And if you remember when I was reading the beginning, when they were talking about the $300,000 payment per month going away if she cohabitates or commingles or whatever it was with somebody else, guess what? That means whoever she moved in, they would be responsible for her payments going forward once those two people went apart. That's why you don't live with somebody, because you never know what trouble it'll get you into. They say in December 29th, 2020, filing from Nicole's lawyers requesting attorney fees and spousal support in response to an earlier filing from Dre, in which the producer's attorneys asked the court to deny her request for an immediate release of $1.5 million of attorney's fees, and so on and so on and so forth. So basically, they talk more about the money. I'll put a link down to this below, but you get it. You get it. Is the kids are already grown up. She was an attorney. Let me flip it over to this other page. She was an attorney. So this is Nicole Young's biography as of September 2020. It says she's a lawyer, and her net worth now is they say, $13 million. I don't know. Let me click on that number. I don't know if that's from... it just gives a link to a bunch of other stuff. I don't know if that's from what she brands and stuff that she set up at the time while she was with him, or if that's kind of what she was making before she got married to him. $13 million ain't chump change either. You can live off that and still have quite a lifestyle, especially if you already own homes that are worth millions and millions of dollars. I mean, $13 million, you can invest that well, and even at a 4% yield, you can still get, what, $500,000? Is that right? 5% of $10 million, yeah, that'd be $500,000. Math is not my thing, forte today. Anyway, she'd still be making plenty of money to live off of, even if he had to give a little bit. I just, guys, if you still are, I don't care if you're worth nothing. What if you do become worth something? And the thing is, he's 100% the earner. Because they literally say in one of these articles that she's best known now for being his wife. Like, she gave up her attorney practice. And yeah, I think it's great that she did that to be a mom and take care of the kids. But the kids are 19 and 24. She could have gone back to work, what, starting a couple of years ago easily and started earning for herself. And they didn't have the kids immediately because it's 24 years of marriage. One kid's 24, the other's 18. Okay, maybe they did. Maybe they did have the kids right away. In that case, that's great that she stopped working and became a mom. But find some way to make this fair. And it doesn't matter how much he's worth. It doesn't matter. It's how much did she give up becoming his wife. It's how much her potential earning could have been. That's how they do it in a court. If I'm working at a job and I get an injury from the job and say maybe I lose my left hand or something, they'll say, okay, your wages for X amount of time are this, and we value your arm at $1 million or $2 million. Here's a check for $3.5 million because that's how much your labor and what your value was. Can we not do that on a relationship and say, hey, you know something? He was making X amount and you gave up X amount of this. Here's a reasonable number. Not you get this for the rest of your life. She may live another 35 years. And again, it has nothing to do with how much he has or how much he makes. He made. She lived in the lap of luxury the whole time. And she's the one that filed to leave. Why she gets a payout, I don't know. Maybe you guys disagree with me on this. I'm sorry. But I just don't think you look at a guy and go, well, he's worth $1 trillion, so she gets half of his money because they were together. That means what? She gets, you know, $2 trillion for raising kids. But yet, in the meantime, a mother that's doing it by herself gets, what, $50,000 from the government for the same job? I'm sorry. And kids shouldn't be allowed to live in the lap of luxury. And they're both adults. So that doesn't even matter. He's basically just giving her an easy pass for the rest of her life. And I don't care what he did. I don't care what he did. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this gal is 22. I don't have a photo for you guys. Whoever cropped it left it out. But it looks like a bathroom selfie, and I see a leg. I see a leg in a sink. So it looks like a bathroom selfie. Who knows what she's wearing? She's 22. She's a medical assistant, and she's a pansexual woman, so she loves frying pans. No, I'm kidding. Susan Wojcicki, don't fire me from YouTube. That was a joke. Easy. And it means she loves everyone, and it doesn't matter how they identify. She will love anything. She says, I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of partying. At 22, she's not a fan of partying. But chilling, chatting, just enjoying each other's company. Sign me up. Looking for a relationship, not a hookup. Hey, all right, so we might have a winner here. She's not into the party scene. She likes to chill. She likes to chat, enjoy your company. She's looking for a relationship, not a hookup. I think we found a winner here. She says, yes, that's currently a baby bump. No, it's not yours. Wah, wah. Shocking. So she had her party time right up until 21 and a half or three quarters. She got preggers and no more partying, fellas. I want a relationship. No more fun. It is all over. She says, I enjoy tending to my houseplants and spending time with my various pets. Love sci-fi, fiction, conspiracies. Hate race, all the isms, misogyny, and the government. Do I sound fun yet? No, you do not sound fun. To be honest, I think I would rather have my teeth extracted with a ball peen hammer. No, you don't sound fun, especially not even to me and my old ass. But to any other 21, 22, 23, 24-year-old guy, no, you are not fun. You basically, you got various pets, so you're probably a cat lady. You love sci-fi, fiction, conspiracies. You hate misogyny and the government. You basically sound like you're a 22-year-old cat lady. That's what you sound like. So no, enjoy your child. Be a good mother. Stay home. Take care of them. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over at betterbachelor.locals.com. I got some doozies of some videos going up there. Not safe for YouTube, but I'll have some good videos going over there. I'm kind of delving into some interesting topics over there. I think you guys will enjoy them. It has to do with big government. And I'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, it's not about love. It's not about the commitment. It's not about if you can trust her or it's about you're gonna pay. It's gonna cost you. You're gonna pay. And the better you do, And the more you earn while you're in that relationship, it's going to cost you more. So women who say, oh, but I helped him and I built him up. Did you? Did you really? Did Dre become popular and sell beats and make all these because you're at home being a mother? And so he could focus on work? Is that worth millions and millions of dollars? I don't think so, but maybe you disagree.